The K300 feed store in Bethel closed its doors last month. The store had been supplying area mushers and pet owners for 17 years. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The smell of sizzling sausage welcomed customers as they entered the K300 feed store on Saturday.
Hi, Cindy. Just in time, got a fresh one on.
Longtime co-owner Bev Hoffman stood behind the grill, manning the cast iron skillet and flipping sourdough pancakes nearby. Loyal customers gathered inside the store in a circle of camping chairs. One of them, Sue Angstman, said she relied on the feed store for their bird seed supply.
I buy black sunflower seed and thistle seed for red poles. Red poles love thistle seed.
The feed store's last day was a surprise for some customers like Kathy Hansen, who just stopped by like she did about every other weekend.
I wondered why the parking lot was so full. I went, wow, they need to like clear out some more space. There are all these cars here. And where is everybody? They're not outside. So I had no idea. I just came to get some cedar.
That's cedar shavings for her tortoise. But instead of getting shavings on Saturday, she got teary-eyed as she sat reminiscing with friends.
I come every few weeks, fill up on dog supplies and tortoise supplies and, bird seed. And for a while it was rabbits and everything that they've had.
Hansen says she'll get by now by buying from out of town, barging or mailing supplies in because it's too expensive to buy locally. But she says the store was much more to her than getting things for her pets.
You know, this store served another purpose. It's sort of like the gathering place for people. On Saturday, it was always fun to come here. And, well, today we got sourdough pancakes, but other times it was just maybe, you know, a little bit of sausage and conversation and advice and, you know, counseling about your dogs and stuff like that. So it's really sad to see it closing. It's just been a lot of fun over the years. Didn't realize it was 17 years. Oh my gosh. Too bad. Too bad, but things change.
Things are changing for the owners.
Oh, I'm ready for it to do something different.
John McDonald and his wife, Bev Hoffman, have been mushing dogs for years in Bethel and run the store to both help their own dog program and the K300. He says the nature of the business has changed throughout the years. When he first started selling dog food, it was $30 a bag, and now it's $60.
This bulky dog food and straw and stuff is very expensive to ship, and so the price of dog foods has gone through the roof. So people, mushers and people, do what they can to try and feed more fish or, you know, feed less dry food and maybe use less straw. And, you know, so the nature of the business changed through the last 15 years.
McDonald and Hoffman only kept half of the profits, though. The other half has always gone to the K300 races. K300 board chairman Myron Angstman says they are considering other options and locations for a new store.
We hope to have something going by fall because it's a, you know, important function to get stuff in here, quality gear and quality food. And so we'll try to figure it out.
In the meantime, Myron's wife, Sue, says she'll get her bird seed some other way.
This was just a good place to shop to support the K300. And it's kind of sad that they're closing.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.